Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconference. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh of Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. And before I begin my teaching today, I would just like to encourage all our listeners out there to continue to pray for our country and for our world. There's a war going on in Eastern Europe. I'm sure you've heard about it, in Ukraine. And we need to pray for that region and for that country and the people of Ukraine and for the people of Russia and for the people of the United States and for the people of the world in its totality. You know, the scripture tells us to pray without ceasing. So all my prayer walkers, warriors out there, please continue to pray for peace, the peace that surpasses all our understanding. Amen. Because we need it today. So I just wanted to encourage you on that. Amen. All right. Now, please open up your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. That's Hebrews, chapter 11. And we will read our foundational scripture I am using for my teaching on the meaning of faith. The meaning of faith. So if you have found Hebrews 11, we're going to begin with verse number 6. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Now, I would also like to read that same verse from the Amplified Study Bible because I believe it will give us a different vibration or ambiance of the meaning of this particular verse. That's Hebrews 6 from the Amplified Study Bible. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Amen. In order to please our Heavenly Father, according to scripture, you must have faith, number one. Secondly, it tells us that we must believe that God is who he says he is. Amen. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah 45. That's Isaiah 45. And we will read verse number 18. And it says, for thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, and formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Amen. And you know, just like we as children, we wanted to please our natural mothers and fathers when we were little. We wanted to make good grades in school. We wanted to do everything nice so we can be rewarded and given thanks and love by our parents. Then we should also live our lives by faith, because that's the only way that we're going to please our Heavenly Father. Amen. And then finally, God rewards those who diligently seek Him. He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 12. The book of Romans, chapter 12. And we will read verse number 10 and 11. If you're there, I will read. And it says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." Verse 11, "Not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Amen. There are people who their job or profession is mining. They go mine for natural resources. They go mine for precious stones. And you can find gold and diamonds near the surface of the ground or the earth. But the real miners, those who really search for the diamonds, who really search for the gold, well, they want the best quality that they can for their services or for their labor, then they really dig deep into the ground to find what they call the mother lode, or the best diamonds that they can. Well, it's the same way with God. You have to really seek Him for the rewards that He gives to those who diligently seek Him. The Bible tells us not to lack in diligence, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Your rewards will be coming. Now, please go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading verse number 5. And again, I will be using the Amplified Study Bible for this particular passage. And it says, "And if anyone competes as an athlete in competitive game, he is not crowned with the wreath of victory unless he competes according to the rules. It is not any different with God. You are going to have to live by God's rules to get His rewards." Amen. Now, I'd like you to turn to a verse. It's in the book of, let's go to Joshua chapter 1. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. Now, we're talking about the rewards that God is going to give those who diligently seek Him. So that's Joshua, chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 8. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Study Bible again. Now, we're talking about being diligent and doing it God's way. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate, read on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Now, this book, that verse says several things to me. It says, first of all, the book of the law should not depart from your mouth. So we should be constantly speaking the word of God. And then it says, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night. So after the book shall not depart from my mouth, then we should read it and meditate on it consistently. And then it says to be careful to do everything in accordance that is written in it. And then it says, once we do those things, it says, after we do that, it says, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. He didn't say God will make your way prosperous, and God will make sure that you have good success. He says, you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Amen? So we have to understand it. We have to do it by God's rules. Amen? There's no shortcuts in the Word of God. Now, our last time together, we were looking at a couple of biblical events that I believe demonstrated faith in action. Now, remember, we said the meaning of faith that I'm using for this particular teaching was faith is acting on the Word of God. But before we review them, let's remind our listeners again, just like I just said, what the meaning of faith is. Faith is simply acting on what you believe. I'm going to repeat that again. Faith is simply acting on what you believe. I am sure many of you, when you were in school, took a science or math class, and your instructor, when explaining the problem or a new theory, that they used in some time or some form a formula to help you to solve the problem or theory, such as A plus B equals C, or using the pi formula, P equals 3.14, to find the diameter of a particular circle. Well, in your spiritual lifestyle, you have a spiritual formula for faith, and it is F equals A plus B, which means faith is acting on what you believe. Again, your spiritual formula is A equals A plus B. Amen? You do not have faith unless you have corresponding action to go along with what you believe. Now turn your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. And we're going to look at an event in the scriptures that I believe that will clear it up, this matter on faith and action. And this is a good passage to teach on. It's been taught on by many pastors. And it's a good, like I said, it's a good verse to preach on. And so, again, that's Mark chapter 2. And we're going to begin with verse 1 through 12. And it says, and again he, Jesus, entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Verse 2. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive him, not even near the door. So we see here, Jesus came into Capernaum. And so many people heard about Jesus, and they came to hear what he had to say. It said, and he preached the word to them. Verse number 3. Then they came to him carrying a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let him down on the stretcher in which the paralytic was lying. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Verse 6. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their heart, why does this man speak blasphemy like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reason thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your heart? Verse 9. Which is easier to say to this paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Verse 12. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of all of them, so that they all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Amen. Wow, what a wonderful testimony. But let's go back and let's look at these scriptures a little closely, because I want you to understand faith in action. Faith is acting on what you believe. So let's look at verse number 3 a little closely. And it says, then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by 4 men. Okay, the word they, number 1, is plural. So that means more than one. It says the paralytic man was carried by 4 men. So there were at least 5 people in this transaction, because number 1, you had the 4 men who were carrying this particular guy on the stretcher, and you had the man himself. When the 4 men carrying the paralytic arrived at the house, they could not get in the house where Jesus was because of the crowd. So we had 4 men who had to believe something. We had 4 men that had to do something. And so faith without works is dead. So it took them, the 4 men, because it says the paralytic man was carried by 4 men. That's action. They had to believe something. Amen. Then the Bible says that these 4 men went up on the top of the house, my Lord Jesus, amen, and began to lift up the roof tiles until they made a big hole large enough to lower the paralyzed man on the stretcher into the midst of where Jesus was preaching. Can you see, imagine that? I bet you that was an amazing sight to see. Now, think with me for a moment. These 4 men and the paralyzed man must have believed something, or they would not have wasted their time bringing the paralyzed man to Jesus. They had to believe something. Just think about it. Would you waste your time if you didn't believe something was going to happen? Amen. They was carrying this man up on the top of the roof, removing the tiles and making a hole, and finally lowering him down in the midst of Jesus. Boy, can you imagine that scene? A paralyzed man being lifted up on the roof by 4 men. The paralyzed man had to believe something. He had to. He just wouldn't go down there on a whimper, thinking, oh, okay, it's Jesus in town, everybody's want to see what he's got to say. No. No. Remember I told you, faith is acting on what you believe. Everything these 4 men and the paralyzed man believed was true, in that if they could get to Jesus, this man would be made whole, delivered from his suffering. Amen. That was absolutely true. It was absolutely true. But suppose they never came to Jesus. Suppose what they believed, it just went in one ear and out the other. Suppose it didn't resonate in their spirit. Then the man would not have been delivered. He'll be still paralyzed until today. Then the assumption would have been made by all those there. It says, it is not Jesus' will for this man to be delivered. Because if it was his will, God would do something about it. But my friend, please don't be deceived. Let's look at verse number 3 again and let's clear this up. It said, then they came to Jesus bringing. Bringing implies action. When you bring something, that's action. Faith is acting on what you believe. Now let's go back and look at verse number 5 again. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, Jesus had to see something. So what did he see? Jesus saw four men on top of the house tearing the roof open, number one. He was there preaching in the midst of all these people, and all of a sudden dust and tile was falling down because they were tearing a hole in the roof to lower this paralyzed man down. Then he saw this paralyzed man being lowered down through the roof in the room where he was. That was action. You don't have faith until you have corresponding action. These men showed Jesus their faith by number one, bringing the man there on the stretcher. Then number two, it was so crowded, you couldn't get in. So they said, okay, how are we going to deal with this? Oh, let's go down the roof. Let's tear the roof and we can just lower him down through the ceiling. They were just not believing something. They acted on what they believed. I tell you, family, you don't have faith unless you have belief. And faith is acting on what you believe. The Bible says Jesus saw that action and he called that action faith. Amen. He called it faith. Family, you do not have faith unless you have corresponding action. You can believe something all you want. But if you don't act on it, all it is just belief. And you would never get any victory in your life if you just believe something. You have to act on something in order for it to believe. Amen? The Bible says Jesus called that action faith. It says when Jesus saw their faith. Again, that is plural. That means the people who brought him and the man himself had to have faith. They heard the word, they believed it, and they acted. Then in verse number 11, Jesus says, I say to you, amen, amen, amen. He's saying to the man, he says, I say to you. What a strange thing to say to someone who is paralyzed, huh? That's just like you going down the corner and seeing somebody paralyzed and say, I say to you. But Jesus says this. He says, I say to you. Verse number 11. Look what it says. Jesus says, I say to you, arise, get up, walk. Now, if it had been some people today, they would have said, now, don't you know I can't walk, Jesus? Don't you know I can't get up, Jesus? Can't you see that? What are you trying to do, Jesus? You're trying to embarrass me in front of all these people? You know, if I could have walked, I would have been up. Matter of fact, I would have never came down here. I wouldn't have let these people lower me down through the ceiling. That is the type of mindset and comment some people would make today because they don't have faith. They don't believe. Or they believe, but they don't have the corresponding action to assist their faith in them believing what they have to do in order to get healed. Amen. So they have to have corresponding action. That's what they'll say. Matter of fact, they will call you a fool for saying arise, get up and walk. Amen. That's what they would have said. They would have said that immediately. Now we established a couple of truths here. Number one, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And then number two, the just shall live by his or her faith. Amen. The The three faith is acting on what you believe. The three faith process is acting on what you believe. You got to hear it, you got to believe it, and you got to act on it. Amen. And that's what happened when they brought this man, this paralyzed man, down to Jesus. Those four men, they believed it. They put that man on that stretcher. They brought him to the house where Jesus was preaching the word of God. Couldn't get in, so they said, no problem, we'll come through the roof. They came through the roof. Jesus seen their faith. And then he told the man, hey, brother, your sins are forgiven. And then after that, he told him, arise, take up your bed and walk. And then the man did, and he went before everybody dancing, screaming and hollering, telling everybody what happened. Amen. And so that's what we have to do as Christians. We have to believe the word of God. We have to believe that Jesus is who he says he is. And he's going to reward you by releasing you of whatever ailments that you might have or sickness that might come against you. Amen. Faith is acting on what you believe. Amen. 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 So that's one incident in the Bible that you have to apply your belief to your faith. And then your faith to action. Faith is acting what you believe. Well, the clock is telling me I'm just out of time. But please join us next week. We continue on this teaching on the importance of faith. God bless you. And remember to pray for our world. They need it. And remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.